When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, we're back. Tobin and Leroy. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Tua, by the way, I haven't mentioned this today, but Tua showed up on the injury report. He was limited with a hip injury in Wednesday's practice. But offense coordinator Frank Smith says, quote, not a concern for us. December football, everybody's playing through stuff.
Maybe that's the problem. Too basic of a name for an offensive coordinator.
Frank Smith?
Frank Smith is a good defensive coordinator. Not creative on offense, can't be.
The Lions defensive coordinator's name is Ben Johnson.
Yeah, that's good. That's
what?
Good. Defensive coordinator, you need a basic name, something that's tough.
No, their offensive coordinator. They're like, he's going to be the hottest commodity like out there as a coach. Ben Johnson.
Maybe he's hiding something.
Is Dan Campbell a cool name?
He's tough.
He is tough. Yeah. But is it a good name?
I think it's
no,
a good name.
No, but Dan Campbell doesn't need to be creative. He needs to be tough. You want your, like, Rhett Lashley. That's an offensive coordinator name right there.
Well, we had this one time. His name was Bill Lazor.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun season and a half.
Was it?
It was kind of fun.
I don't think it was.
Maybe. I love the way people forget how things end. Right?
The end.
Isn't Rhett Lashley the coach at SMU?
SMU. Yeah, that's a good offensive coordinator.
They're
Frank Smith.
They're in the playoff.
This guy works at a deli.
Guess who isn't?
I need to be reminded, dude.
Mm. This weekend, tomorrow.
Mm. Great.
Upset special. Tennessee over Ohio State.
Are you just doing this to badger the Ohio State fan?
No.
Seems like you are.
You sure?
No.
You love badgering.
Here.
Them.
Yeah, you do.
Let me spell it out for you. You want to hear the breakdown?
Sure.
Tennessee has the best front seven in the country on defense.
Okay.
Mm. Ohio State has a quarterback who can't throw.
Well, you know.
Whoa. But he can run, though.
Nope.
He can kind of run.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's got about the same amount of rushing yards as Tom Brady. That's how he looks back there.
Noon on Saturday.
He's good.
SMU at Penn State. Penn State's an 8.5-point favorite for the first round.
Money line!
4 o'clock, Clemson, Texas.
Oh,
Texas is a 12-point favorite.
Yeah, I see that.
Texas wins that one.
But I saw Texas firsthand.
Hmm?
They got a lot of speed. But they've been up and down, right?
What's up with that backup quarterback, huh? He wants to give it a shot over? Oh, the starter. The starter's definitely going to get overtaken by Archie.
Come
to Miami, baby.
They played Arch a little bit.
You just hit him with a come to Miami, baby?
Come to Miami, baby.
I think he would have left already. I think he's kind of loyal to Texas.
He's not leaving.
Listen, he don't need to worry about
He's not leaving.
How could you buy a Manning?
Yeah.
Right.
Fair.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Unless Cooper's just like ousted from the family and Uncle Peyton and Eli won't give him any money on him.
What? He does commercials with him.
Does he?
Does he?
Every now and then. Ow!
Can you stop doing that?
The top of my foot.
I thought he was talking about Jessica.
And not even my knee. Underneath. Oh.
Do you want to try to see?
Got that dead foot.
Oh. Mm. Can I just tell you, Odyssey,
yeah.
I'm about to rip all the crap from underneath this table.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Hey, look! the corners. Why isn't it flat up against?
Hey, can I just respectfully?
No.
What are you, baby tadpole? Like, we need to baby-proof the corners? You're a grown man.
It's true.
Watch your feet.
Okay. Have you seen what the mic and the headphones have done to me?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay. What the? I'm going to have to, like, put a GoPro down there.
Nobody asked me if I was okay.
Are you okay?
No! You didn't ask me if I was okay. When the headphones kicked my ass.
Okay, next time we're in studio, can we set up an extra camera down there and just have Leroy foot cam?
Foot cam.
That's disturbing. Don't do that.
Making a couple extra followers.
Look at all the corners. Pretty sure it's right on my right leg. Look, knee, bottom. Like, it's crazy.
It's not that many corners, dude.
Really?
It's not.
You don't have any corners by you. I'm the only one that has a corner.
He has the most space on his desk.
Who?
Him.
You know, I don't have to sit here. You guys can sit here if you want.
Oh.
Stop. Now all of a sudden you...
No, I don't have to sit here.
Whoa. I don't have to sit here.
Don't be fraudulent now.
I'm telling you, I don't care.
No.
I don't care where I sit.
Yeah, okay.
You guys got assigned seats.
Okay.
If someone wants to sit here, they can sit here, though, if anybody wants to.
I'm going
to
sit in there.
Sounds good.
What are you doing?
He's got a foot cam.
No.
Yeah. Got to make sure, you know.
I'm so scared.
Look.
Is that good?
Put it in the corner. No, look.
Higher. Put it higher.
Look, it's over here.
So he can.
You got to
so
go over here.
The headphone jack is.
It's over here.
Don't step on my computer.
Look at the corner.
Look at all the wires.
Look at all the corners and the wires and stuff. Beautiful. Look at the corner. So I hit my knee on this.
Yeah.
I hit my knee on it.
Your knee on that?
Yes, the corner.
Why are you putting your foot there?
Look, the corner.
What kind of shoes
I was just
those?
UFOs.
Skechers.
UFOs.
They're not Skechers. They're UFOs.
Yeah, those are oof.
UFOs are different.
They are. They're oofs. Is that what you
They don't make frog shoes. Sorry.
You're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out.
You're lashing out.
Point for UFOs.
Really?
Let's see.
Like look at the corner. Look, it goes right. Like, I go to turn. Boom.
You do have two corners right next to each
Leroy.
Other.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. I'm saying.
Look right there. That's the killer spot.
Right there.
That is the spot.
That is if I don't get electrocuted.
Yeah. Leroy got a lot.
This is like driving a car with no hood. Just engine just all exposed.
Shout out to Tobin for these angles, though. Is he crawling on the ground? I don't even know what's going on.
He's bringing up all the dust. I'm going to get allergies all over again.
We basically have pylon cam.
This is
not pylon.
Pylon.
Hey, say it right, okay? It's pylon, okay?
I'm caught there. That was good. Good job. Good camera
work. You want
a
foot cam on me?
Sure. Nah,
I'm sure there's a lot of our audience that
I was going to say, we're going to get the
phone. Hey, wait,
guess what? No toes are being shown. Look at that.
No, because all you wear is boots.
For walking.
Look at that.
Boots.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Doc Martens. Them Doc Martens?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got that extra pillar there.
Look at that.
Yeah, that pillar.
But look, nobody's close to the edges like I am.
Look, no, I've hit my knee plenty with this right here.
Oh, there's a second one.
Yeah.
No, she hits it on the mic thing.
Let's get back to doing a radio show.
Really? This would be some of our best work.
I'm glad both Leroy's got to express.
Well, I just did this for you because, I mean, you reacted like, you know, you just got shot with a gun.
No, dude, I'm my foot bleeding.
You're like,
my foot.
Jessica!
He's got dead foot.
Like, can we just start yelling that in public? Nobody will. Only people that just.
That part is that's my sister's name.
Instead of cursing. We just yell, Jessica!
Ohio State's a 7.5-point favorite.
Okay.
What?
I'll take Tennessee.
Ooh, okay. When's the next batch of games? Is it the next day?
No. Next week, the following week.
So these are all the first round, then we get the bye.
First round and the bye, and then you go to boom, boom, boom.
Exciting. Then we got the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Pop-Tarts.
Where does Michigan play? They got to be playing pretty early,
You're
too.
You're the Frisco Bowl? What are you in?
No, the Frisco Bowl already happened, dude.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, doesn't the Pop-Tart Bowl kind of run into our show?
Does it?
You're just trying to find ways.
Pop-Tart Bowl. Pop-Tart Bowl.
Nothing better than that.
Pop-Tart Bowl.
That Pop-Tart Bowl and March Madness?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Pop-Tart Bowl.
Nope.
Let's see.
Is it on the weekend at least?
Yes.
No, okay. So, damn it, it's on the weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday.
So we don't do no bowls here?
Damn it.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Len if we're carrying any bulls, but I would doubt that we're carrying it.
Someone Someone told me. I mean, no.
Are you sure it's not a Canes like basketball game that's taking us out?
Because, you know, during the holidays, they also have those midday tournaments.
Oh, Canes are playing at noon on New Year's Day.
We're not working.
You're a jackass.
Yeah, well, I'm making the best of. It makes my job easier. That's a win. It's a win.
Wait, it's all about you, huh, Marco? Oh,
selfish frog boy.
You got a foot cam for 5 minutes.
If you guys want to go to Heat and Nets right now, caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 wins a 4-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets. It's December 23rd. That's next Monday, you rascals. So don't go. If you're out for the holidays, don't try and win the tickets. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get to that. Mike McDaniel, he's got theories on the Dolphins' disappearing run game and lots more to get to. We'll play a little Goosies, No Goosies before we get out of here as well. But if you guys want to win those tickets, 305-567-0560. Caller 4 gets that 4-pack back after this.
Right now.
I don't know, dude. I think Mike McDaniel, Froggy, did you not think Mike McDaniel was looking a little swole there because maybe he was cranking up the excuse machine?
Seems like he's got a couple.
You can call it, listen, excuses. You can call it whatever you want. I told you, I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it. Like, first of all, you have had an offensive line the last 2 years that you knew you were going to need a backup left tackle.
Stolen McRib says, it's a cold day in hell before Leroy uses Tobin terminology, even if he agrees with it.
Jamesies.
You're a jackass, Stolen McRib. Nobody wants to hear that.
Like, here's a little bit more of Mike McDaniel. Just saying, you got to get better in the run game.
Overall, we have to do our jobs better. But I think when you start to get... When your line of scrimmage is violated to the point that you have some turnover football, that you have some hits and on the quarterback, and you're not able to stay on the field as long as you want, you have to figure out a way to reestablish the line of scrimmage, and that problem's not going anywhere until we solve it.
Well, let's see.
I can't believe they let that through. Don't lash.
Stone McRib says,
don't lash out on me, Leroy, you jackass. I'm like, wow.
Technically, that's a point.
I don't like that Mike McDaniel used the term.
I got to take it. His snapback kind of hurt.
I didn't like the term, and Mike McDaniel says, our line is getting violated. Too much.
What's going on?
Like, listen, you don't want an offensive line violated. I mean, I would guess that you want to be the aggressor, right?
Wow.
I feel violated every time I have to watch Eichenberg play.
Dude, I'm telling you. Beware of the offensive lineman that starts every play like this.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. A little Goosies. No Goosies to close out a Thursday. Back after this. I think we can all agree that Leroy needs to grow up.
I think this commercial break definitely proved that.
Our show is not HR friendly.
What happened?
You don't want to know.
All right. let's get to our favorite Thursday game. That is Goosies.
No Goosies.
No Goosies. The floor is yours, Froggy.
All righty, gentlemen and gentle lady.
I got the first one. Frog boy right. Working more than 3 days a week. Goosies, no Goosies.
wait till you see tomorrow, baby. Wait till you see tomorrow.
Let it be known right now. Are you in tomorrow?
Probably not.
Wow.
Read the board right next to you.
Maybe I'll pop my head in for.
Who misses more days, Marcos or
Jimmy Butler?
No, no. I was gonna say Marcos or Crowder's tooth.
Man. I think actually his tooth has been more consistent than me recently, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. How about Jimmy Butler? No?
Well, I wish I got paid like Jimmy Butler.
What? No.
Tyler Hero tells Miami Heat website that he has completely changed his shot chart to copy Steph Curry. The exact quote, I feel like with my body type, since I'm swole, and the way I play, it's like Steph Curry. Try to make my...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
My shot profile, so identical to Steph as possible. Steph shoots a lot of threes, obviously. The rest are at the rim, layups and free throws. Isn't that like everywhere? That's kind of what I'm trying to resemble. It's literally what Steph's doing. Does that give you goosey?
He said that?
That's what he said.
He said that?
Wait. First of all, it's literally what Spo's been telling him all year.
No.
He said that?
That's what he said.
Here he said that? Here we go. He's like, I'm here we go.
Intangible Curry.
Wow.
Come on.
So he said.
He said it.
He just called him Intangible Curry. No.
So wait, he said. He's going to copy.
You're going to do it. Let me tell you right now.
What do I do?
You're going to go so to the extreme so much, I'm not going to have the goosies. Because you're going to overdo it. You're going to overdo it.
I'm not overdoing it. But you got to admit.
Yeah.
That's goosies galore, dude.
Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Goosies galore.
No. No goosies.
No goosies? No goosies? Not a single goose?
No, you guys overdid it. I was very, look, I'm very impressed with what Tyler Hero has done.
I can go
year.
Down the hall right now to the, and they go, what'd you just do? Copy machine? That's literally Tyler Hero and Steph Curry right now.
Is that the copy machine?
So much for not overdoing it. Get that checked in.
I mean, that's. Sounds what like is a copy
that?
Machine. Copy
like paste. Your flatline.
Control C, Control V.
There you go.
How about that?
Copy paste. Shortcut.
JFig. Got the Gooseys.
As much as I enjoy watching Tyler Hero play, you just ruined it.
Why?
You ruined it for me because you overdo it. You overdo it all the time. To where, okay, now if I say I don't have Gooseys, I'm a hater. But you went too far. You have to overdo it. No. See?
Wow.
Like we got trumpets and all this. No.
Mine's better. Who does the best copy machine? You do it first, Tobin. Go. All right. Now let me hear yours, Fig. Oh, that's not good. Ready for this one?
That sounds like a bird. No.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Sounds a little old. Like you gotta get that the technician to see.
Mine sounds
this.
Old.
Yeah.
Hey. Tickets engineer.
Your printer need to fill out a ticket.
That's a point.
Goosies.
What about you, Froggy? You got the goosies?
Yes, I agree with you and Figgy. I think it is goosies.
No, too much.
All right.
Well,
can't
too
win
much.
Them all.
Hey, my mic needs some blue chew. Just sagging.
Stop playing with it.
That's how you.
Well, all right.
Steph
well,
Curry.
That's how you fix it.
Steph Curry, 3 point makes to 10.1 attempts a game.
Oh, 40%.
Tyler Hero, 4.2. He's almost there.
How many attempts a game?
10.1.
So they both have the same amount of attempts.
You're mm-hmm. just yeah. jammed. Stop it.
I'm going to make one of you. Okay, number two on the list.
Ooh, Snickerdoodle Pop-Tarts.
All right. Not number two. That is not that? Number two on the list. Yeah. But something just as affordable as Snickerdoodle Pop-Tarts is the new concession stand prices for the Phoenix Suns. They have slashed their hot dog, popcorn, soda, and water prices to $2 apiece.
All of them?
What?
Who's this now?
What are you
the Suns.
I really appreciate you guys.
The Phoenix Suns
really have slashed their prices. There. Hot dogs, peanuts, popcorn, soda water, $2 a piece.
Yeah.
For this weekend?
No, for the rest of the season.
Because why? Nobody's going to the games.
I don't think so. I don't think that's why that is. You would think that would get a lot of fans.
Leroy hates me. He must.
Does that give me the goosies?
All those things that you mentioned.
Yes, you know what? I got the goosies. You know why? Because you spend so much for your tickets. I appreciate somebody giving you a break on something. Why should you go spend an arm and a leg to get to a game, and then when you get the game, they try to just milk you dry? You know what? Good for them.
All right. So that's goosies for Leroy.
They're still, and guess what?
Yeah.
They're still making money. Mm-hmm. Got to charge $12 for a damn hot dog that's all dried up. The bread's all stale. Like, come on.
The pretzels.
Yes. It's embarrassing.
Tyler Hero's made 15 more threes than Steph Curry this year.
Look at that.
Okay. Listen. Hey. Can I just say this?
15 more.
Can I just say this?
I feel like mine is getting better.
If I gave you a choice, you'd take Steph Curry.
Maybe in past years.
Yeah.
You know. Old man can play all the games like Tyler did this
over
year.
The hill. All right.
You know.
Which would be a first for him.
I would say no goosies to them slashing prices.
Wow.
Because they're sticking their beak in the Heat's business.
You want them to waste reports. You want them to pay full? You would rather go there and pay full price?
I hope the Suns fan has to pay $10 per hot dog and they can stop talking about Jimmy Butler.
$10 glizzies. That's crazy.
I don't like you saying that.
Well, just dude, everyone,
I don't like that.
Realize. Okay. All right.
JFig?
I have goosies because these are things that you can, outside of a stadium goosies. Or arena, you get this for that exact price.
You ever go to the Arepa card outside the Kaseya Center?
No, let me tell you, I used to love that about when you first, you know, when you park outside of Marlins Park and you walk there. Oh. Yeah. They have all kinds of little stands.
True.
Always give garage, me a hot dog.
Dade Sal says, cheap meat will always give Leroy's the goosies.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't look at me like, is a hot dog technically meat? It's on the fringes of...
It's not a vegetable.
It's more like a cold cut.
Yes.
A cold cut?
Yeah.
I don't want to get...
Like bologna.
Please don't.
Hey,
hear
me out.
Where are your goosies?
Apple Jack's Pop-Tarts.
He hates me. I know he hates me.
Stop doing
that.
He doesn't want
to hear you.
No.
Every time Marcos has to say something, you ignore him.
Hate me, dude. I do not have the goosies for one reason only. $2 for water sounds good until you find out it's Dasani. Gross, dude. I'd never pay $2 for that.
Dasani, they just take faucet water and filter it.
It's gross.
That's basically what it is. Still cheaper than it was.
I'd take it.
True. You guys ready for number three?
Yep. Yes.
Number three comes from Darvin Ham. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Used to coach the Lakers. Now is Doc Rivers' lead assistant.
He does kind of, yeah. Isn't he?
Never lost in the NBA Cup.
Yes, he is the NBA Cup. They will put him in the rafters, I'm assuming. But he was quoted with a bit of a shot to the Lakers, hosing them down.
Wow.
He said, to do as well as I did, I swear to God. Anywhere else, I'm probably looking at an extension with what I did, Ham said. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about actual facts. They go from not making it to the playoffs to the Final Four in the NBA, the conference finals. Then you win the in-season tournament, navigate through all the injuries, and win both of your playing games to get in the playoffs. Bleep the Lakers. Sorry, okay.
That's too strong. He didn't say that.
I may have added that last sentence.
I got the goosies. You want to know why? He's right. The only reason that he got fired is because LeBron didn't like him, got in his feelings, because Darvin Ham had the audacity to say the same thing J.J. Redick did, which is, hey, old man, maybe we shouldn't play you so many minutes. Hated him. You could tell he hated Darvin. And who did he get replaced by? Not even a coach. A podcaster.
That's true.
A podcaster. So I got the goosies, him telling it like it is. Leroy?
Nice.
It's actually pretty cool to hear him like put it out there. He's not lying. It sucks in this world that we hate winning.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're having success, it's up to everybody involved to just make it work because you're having success. And we don't do that. Now, it's about everybody's feelings. So, yep.
Jennifer?
I got the goosies.
We both have the goosies.
Goosies.
Kidding,
Frog boy
got the goosies, called out the Lakers. Did not mince his words. I appreciate that.
I mean, wow. He didn't have to mince his words. Yeah, like, what he said was factual.
All right.
Give us one more, Marcos.
All right. It is the end of the year. Mm? People have been waiting on this.
Mm?
Lines wrapped around the building. I want your opinion on it. The newsletter.
Wow.
Yeah.
The newsletter.
Minus one.
Why?
Minus
why?
One why? You gave
minus
the newsletter?
Minus one for Sass.
Wow. I don't know.
Minus one.
I was going to say gooseys.
Mm-hmm. For Sass.
That was.
Oh.
That's a lot of pages.
Gooseys. Well, you know what? If people were to send me information when I asked for it the first time,
you were missing some
then
birthdays.
We would have had, you know, three more before this one.
Saw a couple birthdays missing there as well. Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, yours.
Well, I'm in August.
Stupid ass month.
No, hey, hold on.
Wow. Man. Jeez.
Yeah. But the goose, great job, Jennifer.
Great
job.
Thank you.
I mean, we really should have gotten more pages, though, than Radio Libre. I feel like, you know.
What are you
really
talking about?
They just got here.
We had
they
three just got pages. Them, we had three
we
should have,
no, just I mean our no, show specifically.
Our show.
We had a whole page.
I think we
should have
gotten three pages.
Let me see.
Really?
A lot of stuff we could have put
then
on
maybe
there.
You should have sent me more stuff.
I sent you plenty of stuff.
You're on the show.
You're here.
I asked you for I don't know how long
wow.
for video.
I don't understand. How do? Why do I have to get all this stuff?
Because it's on your camera.
What do you mean, dude? It's not like I'm not hiding film rolls like this is 1994.
Look, we
it's all on the internet.
We don't share a drive.
You ever seen an author put their picture on the cover of the book? Anyone ever seen this before?
Have you opened a newsletter?
I
mean, a newspaper? It's kind of like that.
I haven't opened it. I mean, I never see. Oh, there he is.
Wait. You ask Marcos if he opened a newspaper. You already know the answer to that.
I've opened the comic section.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I used to love Garfield.
Well, when
Sundays.
I was in journalism, that's exactly what I would see.
So you were a journalist?
I was. I had classes.
She was journalist adjacent.
You know what's funny? I started off doing the sports section in middle school.
Really?
In journalism class.
Really?
Yeah.
Sports.
Then when did you start covering the Devil's music?
Well, that came actually right after that class.
Leroy, you got the goosies from the newsletter?
A lot of J-Fig in this.
If I would say, it was a bit wordy, but I fought through it what to show that? Support for Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made it. I give her the goosies.
Oh!
I'm going to give myself goosies galore.
Wow!
Yeah. Goosies galore.
You know.
Yeah.
By the way, we can't be goosing ourselves. That's
that's a self-goose.
I did a great job.
I like the way that sounds.
You did do a great job.
Thanks.
A lot of pages.
Yeah, nobody questioning the job you did.
Oh, look at Claudia at the end.
Yeah, nice. Wow. That's trying to keep that job. We know what that is.
No, being very inclusive here.
Froggy?
Look, this is one of the best newsletters I've ever seen in the last 4 months. So I'm going to go ahead and say this is
Goosey's. Goosey's. We've got Odyssey Quarterly.
Cannot wait. Yeah. Cannot wait for
I'm
Q1.
I'm not sending you Odyssey points, okay?
Can I send you Odyssey points?
Sure.
Yeah.
Q1. You,
I already got sent some Odyssey points because of my great work.
From my department. They said... only 700 more Odyssey points, you can get a decoder ring.
Ooh.
So yeah, I just the Odyssey gift shop is just not made for me.
You don't want Odyssey socks?
Socks?
Oh, socks.
Grip socks?
The only thing I want to see Odyssey on is that chip.
That monion.
That monion.
That monion.
Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you rascals, except for Frog Boy. Oh. We call him Mole 3 for Weaker, you know?
Well, you know.
What a flake.
You know, Jimmy Butler can do it, no problem.
You're all a sudden.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Like, you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see what? Who they like. They all go on, like,
no. Every now and then. Ow!
Can you stop doing that?
The top of my foot! If you see some other man snuggling up to her and treating her nice.
Jessica!
Hope you mother have a good day.